Welcome to the Seltzer Studies, where each month we discuss the issues affecting businesses as they work to lower their workers' compensation costs. Hello, I'm Jordan Rich, and I'm speaking with Randy Grabiak, a commercial account manager with the Seltzer Group in Mount Penn, Pennsylvania. Randy designs, builds, and implements risk management and insurance plans for companies in the areas of safety, workers' comp, human resources, and property casualty and benefits. He's truly an expert in the insurance industry. And you can find out more about Randy Grabiak at his website, www.seltzergrp.com. Well, Randy, welcome. Let's talk first of all about experience modification ratings, or the experience mod, as you call it. What exactly is that, and why do we want to have a lower rating overall?
Yeah, Jordan. So an experience mod is essentially a rating or a grade that every company receives that insurance carriers are going to reference when they're pricing out their workers' comp premium for the upcoming year. It's a figure. It's typically somewhere around a 1.0. That's the average, or like the benchmark. And it's based off of claims that have been filed for workers' comp and the dollar amounts that have been paid out for those claims. And that's over it's a rolling 3-year period. So that's essentially what the basics of what that is.
Let's give an example, because you work with a lot of companies and point out to them the savings and other benefits when they do lower the experience mod. Do you have a recent example for us?
Yeah, we just had a company that just renewed their workers' comp. We've been working with them for about 5 years now. It's a service company. They have about 80 employees, and we've been working very hard with them to get their mod down. And they dropped their mod from a 1.6 to a 1.25. So that's a fairly large drop over the course of a year, but it's doable if you focus and really try your best to get it down that way. And they dropped their premium from $150,000 a year to $115,000. So they essentially dropped their workers' comp premium by $35,000 just by getting that mod down that amount.
Well, those are real dollars that make sense to people when they hear that. Now, yeah. There's an expression in the workplace that accidents will happen, W-I-L-L, that they're guaranteed to happen. Now, you advise the companies you work with to maybe look at it a slightly different way. Why don't we explain what you're talking about?
Yeah, so the mindset that accidents are going to happen is, in my opinion, outdated. Accidents do occur. That's why they're called accidents, of course. But a lot of companies just expect that they're going to happen and accept when they do happen and don't do anything about it. Our mindset is that there's a lot you can do about it. There's a lot you can do to prevent accidents, and you really should be aiming for having zero accidents. That should be your goal as a company, to not have any incidents whatsoever. If you set the benchmark there and you kind of adapt that new way of thinking, it's amazing how many accidents won't occur that would have happened to you previously.
And you've had experience with a lot of companies who are taking this approach, and it's really working for them, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That example we just talked about, one, they've really adapted this approach. They're shooting for zero accidents. You can see the results. I mean, $35,000. What company doesn't want to save $35,000?
No, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. Now, this ties in directly with what we're talking about, job safety programs. As you say, they are investments in employees and investments to the company's benefit, obviously. But how do you sell this concept to your clients?
Well, so you give examples just like we talked about, and you show the plans and you show exactly the concepts and the things that a safety committee and a safety program and a risk management program can do for you. And it is an investment. If you the experience mod, again, like I said, it's a 3-year rolling average. If you have an incident or an accident and you file a claim, that's going to affect your experience mod for 3 years. So take the example we just talked about again. That's $35,000 that we saved a company. If we didn't go down this path and didn't have a risk management program for them, and they didn't see that decline in that mod, they're not going to see that $35,000 savings. And quite frankly, then they wouldn't be seeing it for 3 years or more, because we wouldn't be preventing those claims that are going to affect them for 3 years. So it's certainly an investment in that sense, is that long term you're saving so much more money than it costs to have the program.
Well, so much of what we're talking about here, Randy, is about looking ahead and preventing things from causing an issue in the company and causing deficit and so forth. So here's one that really might have people scratching their head. I've read some of your work, and you suggest that an employee who's out on leave, who's injured, let's say, getting paid by an insurance carrier, is actually an opportunity for the company to save money. And you're going to explain, I know why, but it, for some, it doesn't add up. And yet it makes sense. Please explain.
Yeah, they couldn't be more false. You're not paying that employee their full wage while they're out, of course. So technically, it looks like you're saving money. However, let's go back and remember that anytime you file a claim, that claim is going to remain affecting your experience mod for 3 years. So you're going to be feeling the effects of that claim for 3 years. So that's 3 years of a higher premium you're going to be paying because of that one claim. So yeah, it looks like you're saving money. However, really, you're going to be paying that those wages back 3 to 4 times as much over the course of the next 3 years.
So your work as a risk management expert, this is what you're looking at. Your companies are so involved with just trying to get through the day, the week, the month, and make their nut. It requires an outside examiner, perhaps, to really display these kinds of options for companies, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, people are in the same setting day in and day out. Things start to kind of blend in. You don't notice things. Things go overlooked. When you bring in an outside agency or an outside company, it's a fresh set of eyes on things. They introduce concepts they may not be aware of. They can do a lot of things that the company just isn't able to do on their own that can really affect this stuff.
One of the things that companies deal with, of course, is claims management. And any company with enough employees, you're going to have this issue of claims and how they are properly managed. There is a better way, you suggest, for companies to improve their system.
Yeah, totally. If the claims management is one of the most important things you can do in terms of keeping your costs down and keeping your experience mod down. Companies that stay on top of claims and really work with the insurance companies and the adjusters and also their risk management team, they get the claims closed much quicker, which in turn means the claim isn't paying out as much money, which obviously in turn means your mod isn't raising as much, which ultimately leads us back to it saves you a bunch of money over 3 years.
So, Randy, to summarize, we know now what an experience mod is, and we know that companies really should start to seriously look at a better than average experience mod going forward. What do they need to think about? What are the leave behinds here?
Well, they just need to realize that if they're not focusing on workplace safety and they're not really trying to prevent accidents from happening, they're going to be overpaying on their workers' comp insurance up to 30, 40, 50%. Sometimes even higher than that. So they really need to make an effort to get somebody in to help them, to team up with an agency or a program that knows this stuff. And that way they can focus on the other aspects of their business and let us and other risk management professionals help them not overpay.
Randy, thank you so much for your time today, your expertise, and you've really given us a lot of helpful information.
Yeah, Jordan, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And if anybody ever wants to reach out to myself or the Seltzer Group for any further information, they can at any time. We're here to serve.
You've been listening to the Seltzer Studies with Randy Grabiak of the Seltzer Group. This podcast is available on Apple and all major downloadable platforms. We invite you to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast whenever you'd like. To learn more about Randy and the work of his firm, visit www.seltzergrp.com. That's seltzergrp.com. This is Jordan Rich inviting you to stay tuned for the next installment of The Seltzer Studies, and we thank you for listening.